A. Something to smile about. It is often observed that people from certain countries tend to have bigger smiles. That is, their smiles seem to express greater excitement. In 2016, researchers examined photos of government leaders from various countries. They compared the photos with the results of a survey of college students in those countries about how often they would like to feel various emotions in a typical week. The study found that leaders from countries where high-energy emotions, such as excitement, were more desirable, tended to have bigger, more energetic smiles. The researchers stress that the smiles do not indicate the leader's actual levels of happiness. However, they may reflect the emotional ideals of their respective cultures. It seems that not only does the intensity of smiles vary by country, but so does the frequency. Research led by Paula Niedenthal, an American psychologist, has revealed one possible factor. Niedenthal examined the immigration history of several countries and surveyed people in those countries about situations in which they consider it appropriate to smile. Her team concluded that people from countries with more diverse immigration tend to smile more often. They believe this is because facial expressions can be an effective way to communicate across language barriers.
Questions. Number 11. According to the 2016 study, what may affect the way government leaders smile in photos? Number 12. According to Paula Niedenthal's research, why might smiling be more common in some countries? B. Understanding mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are a common annoyance and can be dangerous. Apart from bites causing skin irritation, the insects can spread disease when they insert their needle-like mouthparts into their victims. Mosquitoes are adept at detecting the odor of carbon dioxide, which people release through both their breath and skin. However, as non-living sources can also generate carbon dioxide, the insects must also rely on their ability to detect the odor of other chemicals that indicate the presence of blood. These include lactic acid, which the human body produces when it breaks down sugar for energy, and ammonia, a chemical that results from the breakdown of proteins. But why do some people seem to be mosquito magnets, while others seem to be ignored by the bloodsuckers? Metabolic rate seems to play a significant role. This is the rate at which people's bodies burn calories in order to perform basic life functions. Higher metabolic rates are associated with increased production of chemicals that lure mosquitoes. Both physical activity and alcohol consumption temporarily increase a person's metabolic rate. Scientists, therefore, believe that athletes working out and people who have just drunk alcoholic beverages are more likely to find themselves scratching away at mosquito bites.
Questions. Number 13. What is one thing the speaker says about carbon dioxide? Number 14. Why do scientists believe athletes are more likely to get mosquito bites?